From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
I just think it's a joke.
They just ought to get him, you know, stop him from being president again.
The great thing is it proves that there's nobody above the law.
Reaction pouring in this morning from both sides of the political aisle. The historic move by a grand jury to indict former President Donald Trump.
Plus, what happens next for the former president? Hear from a former federal prosecutor giving us his insight into the move, sending shockwaves across the country.
After some wild weather we had earlier this week, we are drying up heading into the beginning of April. I'm going to break this down for you coming up in your full forecast.
And we'll enjoy that break on the freeways. It is Friday light as you head into San Francisco. A complete look at your top traffic trouble spots coming up in just a minute. But first, we want to get you some breaking news this morning. A car crash in Oakland has caused a massive power outage in the area. More than 7,000 PG&E customers are in the dark right now. Our photojournalist Malcolm is live there at the scene. You can see there is still quite a bit of activity there happening. You've got PG&E on scene. We saw those flashing lights from CHP, and police are still there this morning. So expect there to be a lot going on in and around that area. Now, you can see that outage is affecting homes and businesses in several parts of East Oakland. The outage started a little after 3 this morning. PG&E says power should be restored by about 6:45 a.m. Justin.
Developing this morning, Gianna, former President Donald Trump is facing criminal charges. This is the first criminal case ever brought before a former United States president. Not only that, Trump is running for re-election right now as he prepares to turn himself in and be arrested in New York. While the indictment itself is sealed for now, the case is focused on the suspected hush money payment to former adult film star Stormy Daniels before Trump's 2016 campaign. Overnight, there was a heavy security presence and about a handful of protesters outside Manhattan's district attorney's office. Less than 6 hours ago, one of Trump's attorneys told CBS News via text that Trump's legal team expects him to surrender, likely on Tuesday. If that does happen, the proceeding is set to be brief. California Congressman Adam Schiff became a household name after leading the prosecution against Trump during his first impeachment. Schiff weighed in on this.
Sadly, though, this is right out of the Trump playbook, which is to threaten to unleash some kind of hell if he is held accountable. But we can't allow that to intimidate or interfere with the application of the law. If the justice system is to work in this country, it has to have only one standard for the rule of law. Anything less simply isn't democracy.
The case stems from a payment made just days before Trump was elected president in 2016. Trump's former attorney and fixer, Michael Cohen, was previously sentenced to prison on federal campaign finance charges over his role in the $130,000 payment.
This is about the adage that no one is above the law. This is also about that whatever laws that sent me to prison should send him to prison.
Trump has denied having a sexual encounter with Daniels and strongly denies any wrongdoing in this case. The former president calling the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg a disgrace and claiming the entire investigation is a witch hunt. Trump's attorneys say they will vigorously fight this. But the big question seems to be this morning, some may be asking, Amanda, what actually happens next in this process with former President Donald Trump?
I mean, we haven't seen this happen to a president before, so there's a lot of questions. I think what's really interesting, though, is we have seen this with high-ranking officials in other departments. So there is some sort of setup already. Yeah. But we talked to a former federal prosecutor about what's to come and what it all means. Andrea Nakano has more on that.
The grand jury's decision to indict Mr. Trump has sent shockwaves across the country as many wait to see what will happen next to the former president. He is expected to be arraigned on Tuesday.
Bail will be set and court dates will be set at that point. I think that's when the indictment is going to be disclosed and the charges will be disclosed.
Carlos Singh was a former federal prosecutor and lawyer with the Department of Justice for 20 years. He says in high-profile cases like this one, it's common for grand juries to seal the files.
In this particular case, my sense is, since there's so much publicity, that they're trying to just keep a calmness in that sense, because one of the issues is going to be is can they select a jury that can be fair to both sides? And there's already a lot of pretrial publicity in this case.
There should be more clarity on the exact charges at the arraignment. One big question, what elevated this case from a misdemeanor to a felony?
There's been a lot of discussion in terms of this relates to hush money that allegedly the former president paid to Stormy Daniels to keep an affair quiet. And so, but as I understand New York law, that may be a misdemeanor. And one of the issues that I hear is that they've been trying to, how do they link that charge with another charge? For example, a campaign finance charge or a tax charge that may elevate that initial charge to a felony.
If Mr. Trump is convicted, he is looking at about 4 years behind bars, but a prison sentence is not mandatory.
You can head to KPIX.com for the latest updates on this historic indictment. We are also streaming on 24/7 on CBS News Bay Area. Let's take a live look outside on this Friday morning. We have another break from the rain. Looking from our Mark Hopkins camera, looking east, that sun's slowly creeping up for us, but we do have a sign of more rain could be coming soon heading into next week. So, Jessica,
let's not alarm people too much by saying that. I'm going to clear up the air right now.
I feel like you say right now, and you're like,
speckle of showers in the North Bay heading into this weekend.
April shower.
To be
April
honest,
sprinkle.
Yes, we have to check off the list of saying showers in April, right? But it's not going to be a lot, so don't be too worried about it, especially if you live up near Santa Rosa, Ukiah area. But for the rest of us, it's going to be a lot more dry, just like it was yesterday. A beautiful day yesterday after some wild weather earlier this week where we saw gusty conditions on Tuesday, thunderstorms on Wednesday. Yesterday was a treat. Today will be even more so. As we take a look at current temperatures throughout the Bay, we're sitting in the upper 30s just near San Jose, 46 degrees right now in Oakland. And if you're about to head out the door near Concord or throughout the Tri-Valley area, bring a jacket. It is chilly. I am giving you a false perception of what it actually looks like outside. Trust me, I had a jacket on earlier this morning, too. It is a brisk morning for us throughout the Bay, but let's take a look at our weather headlines. Heading into this afternoon, we will warm up into the upper 50s, lower 60s, just like yesterday, with some sunshine and some clouds hit or miss throughout the Bay. Once we head into this weekend, like I already mentioned, we do have some showers just up in the North Bay. It's going to be a light trace of showers, if anything, and I'll break it down for you coming up in the full forecast. But heading into next week, there's still some unsettled weather that we need to talk more about coming up. Now, taking a look at this afternoon, we can see some upper 50s, lower 60s throughout the Bay. Official sunrise is at 6:56, and it should be a beautiful one. We're already kind of setting up the stage for it already with these partly cloudy skies. Lower temperatures just along the coast with a light breeze this afternoon. More on that coming up, but for now, over to you, Gianna.
All right. Thank you, Jessica. Let's take a look at the roadways right now. If you're getting ready to head out the door, hit the freeways, it's actually not doing too bad out there. So that is good news if you're commuting this morning. But if you are taking public transit, there are a couple things to look out for. Ace Rail is running just about behind schedule, about 20 minutes for train number one. So make sure you keep that in mind as you take Ace this morning. Caltrain, BART on time, no delays there. By the way, ferry service, there are some changes that will be happening on Monday. Everything is on time this morning, but for SF Bay Ferry as well as Golden Gate Ferry Service, they will be making some changes to the schedule. Again, that starts Monday, so make sure you look into that. If you take ferries to the city or for your morning commute, that will certainly be a little bit different come Monday morning.